Three Alaskans have been denied an appeal alleging harm from Carnival Corporation's cruise ship pollution. If successful, the appeal would have effectively delayed the cruise giant's recent settlement with the Justice Department for multiple violations of its felony probation. The Alaskans were part of a petition to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta seeking recognition under the Federal Crime Victims' Rights Act for the cruise line's unlawful dumping of plastics, gray water, and other prohibited materials in Alaska and elsewhere. Carnival executives admitted in court to the company's wrongdoing this month. As part of a new settlement, they agreed to pay $20 million in addition to the $40 million fine levied in 2016 for similar violations. The district court judge who approved the deal with prosecutors explained in court papers her reasoning to deny the Alaskans' victims' status. Quote, even though the court sympathizes with their frustration, fervor, and their outrage, she wrote, quote, the proposed interveners are not victims as that term is defined, end quote. The three-judge appeals court agreed and ordered the case closed. Stand Earth, the environmental group that coordinated the appeal, criticized the settlement as too weak and pledged to continue its pressure campaign against Carnival. The Miami-based cruise corporation operates nine brands, including Holland America and Princess Cruise Lines. It has defended its record, but also pledged to consolidate its environmental oversight by hiring a chief compliance officer to oversee its entire fleet.